the VSN Arcade Podcast.
Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is?
Ah! Minion! Draw the fire with your face!
Not the smartest way to greet the heavily armed group that just kicked in your door.
Head to virtualsportsnetwork.com and sign up for the forums today.
Welcome back to another episode of Virtual Sports Network's Arcade Radio Podcast. Today with us we have Madden CFM Creative Director Colby Launchbaugh and designer John White.
It's great to be back for me. Yep. Hey, how's it going?
We appreciate you guys taking a few moments to speak with us here in the studios in Orlando today. The blog just went out about the release of Madden 16 CFM info, so we'd like to talk a little bit more about what we saw in the blog. John, this is your first time to be with us. If you could tell us a little bit about what you're most excited about that's going to be in Madden 16 CFM.
So I'm excited about all this stuff pretty much in the blog. I mean, we put a lot of heart into the game this year and tried to make a bunch of improvements and add some new stuff. And so I'm real excited about a couple of things that stick out to me. The visual depth chart, that's one of the really big changes, I feel like, to the mode. As you're playing as a coach or an owner, you're able to really get a great overview of your team and flip between the various offense, defense, special teams, and be able to see kind of the whole layout of your team and where you're weak at or where you're strong at, and get a nice overview of how confidence is affecting your team. So that's a really big change in my opinion. And then the other side too is the drive goals. I really have a lot of time playing the game. In franchise mode now, it really feels like a unique experience. And as you're playing, you're getting XP overhead, and these goals presented to you at the beginning of each drive that can really dictate and help guide you in how to play that drive. And it's really fun to try to accomplish that as well as trying to get points and win the game.
All right. Well, good deal. We're certainly looking forward to seeing more about that as the game progresses and gets closer to launch. Colby, why don't you tell us a few things about what you're most excited about?
So I would actually agree with the visual depth chart. And in conjunction with the visual depth chart, it's the new player card. Those two things work really well together, and they let a user explore and experience the mode in a much easier and much more straightforward fashion, and finding your problems, addressing your problems, adjusting your team, and crafting that experience is so much easier than it was before. It just really makes the mode a lot more fun.
Yeah. I looked a little bit kind of, you know, for people that are familiar with Mutt or have played Mutt, you know, it had that easy, it was very clean and concise as you're kind of looking through. Would you kind of agree that's the way it just makes it a lot easier if you're looking at your depth chart than the traditional way that it was put together? It's much, much cleaner. It's all on one screen. Instead of having to scroll through position by position, you can kind of look across your team, offense, defense. You can kind of scroll through and see that. So I know that a lot of people are also going to be extremely excited about the free practice mode. That's something that the community's been asking about for a long time. Really excited about that. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect with the free practice mode.
Well, before we do that, I just actually want to thank all of our game changers. You know, they come out multiple times. They give us lots and lots of feedback, and we ask really difficult questions. You know, they want 50 things in the game. And we know we don't have the time to deliver 50 things, and we make them rank, hey, what's your most important? What's the highest priority thing you want? And these guys are your spokespeople, and we did not have free practice in the game back in February when you guys were here last. And hearing that it was that important and something that you guys felt was necessary, we went ahead and, you know, John got with the team and found a way to get it in. So I'll let John answer the actual question of what that means, but I just, you know, thanks to all you guys and the effort you put in here.
Well, and thank you all for having us down and inviting us to be a part of the community. It's certainly great to work with a development team directly to kind of address, you know, what the community is saying about the game and, you know, what we're seeing as we play it through the year. John, would you like to expand on that, on free practice mode?
Yeah, so, you know, I love practice mode. The practice mode in the front end, I would lose lots of time just get in with my team, and then you just start running plays an infinite amount of time. So we were able to pull that into franchise mode. So you find it within game prep. There'll be an option called free practice. And then as you select it, you're able to go in and practice with your offense against your defense. And you can make adjustments, who you want out on the field from your team. But you can just run play after play after play of your choice, offense and defensive plays, just like you could last year in the front-end practice mode. But you're now able to do that in CFM with your team. And it's a great way to lose some time and get a lot better with your team, get a feel for them, especially as the years progress and your team really changes. It's nice getting a feel for your new rookies, and it's a fun time to spend in that mode.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. I think everybody is always appreciative to have more lab time with their team. It gives you a chance, you know, as you're saying, to look at, you know, your drafted players, players that, you know, you just acquired maybe via trade or off the free agency wire. It gives you extra time as you're going into a game. And I'll go ahead and say now, from what we understand, when you go into free practice mode, it's kind of like you put your team in a bubble. There's no injuries, no changes to XP confidence. Everything remains intact in the actual game mode itself. So you wouldn't go into practice mode feeling like, oh gosh, if I practice. It's not like NFL practice where the player could hurt his knee in practice and then be out for the season. It's not going to be like that. You are actually going into a bubble so that you don't get penalized for too much practice.
And you don't have to spend any game prep hours either. It's free. So you can go in and spend as much time as you want and as many times as you want throughout the week.
Yeah, it's really there more to allow the owner of the team to get familiar with his new players. If he changes his playbook, get familiar with that. If he changes his scheme, get familiar with that. It's really just a way for you as the human to come to terms with what you've got and how you can best use it.
Outstanding. Well, we're certainly looking forward to having more hands-on time with that. Talk to us a little bit about the new scouting capabilities that are going to be in the game.
So scouting is really fun to do. I feel like this year we've really made some big improvements here to make it that much more engaging and get some really interesting information that you weren't able to kind of get last year. So some of the extra improvements we've made, we've updated the scouting board so you can see your players a little bit easier and see their top strengths. And that's tied into the whole scouting system as a whole, is we really wanted to focus on kind of how real-life GMs and coaches think about players. They think about the strengths of their players. So we really wanted to kind of surface that and make it a lot easier to get into it and to scout players. So you can spend some points like last year, but when you spend your points, you're not just unlocking a specific attribute, you're unlocking his best attribute. And then you can spend a little bit more and get his second best attribute, and spend a little bit more and get his third best attribute. And the extra kick, if you spend unlock all three, is you get his true talent rating, which is kind of your ace in the hole, like information on where he really ranks in the draft board. So it gives you his true talent rating, which is essentially where he stands based on his OVR in the whole draft. So you may fully scout a guy in the first round and realize that he has third round talent or fourth round talent. And you know that you don't want to waste a first round pick on this guy. Or you may do the other side and scout someone that's undrafted talent or seventh round pick, and then be able to find out that he's a first round diamond in the rough. So those are some new things that you can get with the new scouting system. That's really fun. And on top of that, a big community requested feature or combine stats. So as you scout, you're not having to spend time trying to scout speed or any of those kind of intangible stuff that you normally know from the combine anyway. So true to real life, if you don't want to spend time scouting, you would know their combine grades. So in the combine week, which is I think the third week after the Super Bowl in franchise mode, it unlocks for all your players and tells you their combine grade, which is an average of how well they did in their combine events, and then how they did in each of the core six combine events. So things like bench press, 40-yard dash, three-cone drill, those types of events. And each of those events, we give realistic results based on their true attribute. So you get a sense of if you really want the fastest running back in the draft class, you can look at your halfbacks and open them up and look at your player card and see, all right, this guy is the number one halfback in speed because his 40-yard dash was the fastest. And you get that information that you haven't had in the past. So that's real exciting to do. Even for people that aren't really into scouting throughout the year, they can still have that extra information during the draft to be able to rely on.
Yeah. And that also would come with no use of your scouting points, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's free. Week 3, it unlocks for all your players, just like they went through real scouting or went through the real combine. Unless they're the one caveat, which is actually a pretty cool feature, is part of the dynamic draft class, some of the players have some branching storylines that may say that they're not going to the combine, and if that's the case, you don't have them there. But that's very few, and it kind of adds to the element of surprise for that individual guy if you want to take a gamble on him or not.
Okay. Let's talk about how now once you go through the combine and then you go into the draft, let's talk a little bit about the draft feedback that you're going to have post-draft. Or is that actually included during the draft as you're going through it?
So, yeah, we've updated the draft screen to make it a little bit more incorporated into the hub as you're playing. So it's a little bit more integrated and a little bit easier to use. And then as you're making your picks, right when you make a pick and pick a player, his player card comes up with his new team logo on it, and it tells you what kind of pick this was based on his overall ranking. So it'll tell you good pick, bad pick, or a great pick. So this is the feedback that you've never had in the past. You used to have to wait till the end of the draft to know what kind of picks you just made. So this is real-time feedback that really makes the draft experience really fun. Making that pick and seeing that you just reached for a guy that you thought was going to be a little bit better, just, you know, it gives you a feeling that you used to have to wait on. But and also picking that guy that everyone thought was a fifth rounder in the third round and realizing he has first round talent, that's another really cool moment that you can have that you've never had in the past.
All right, well, good deal. Let's also talk a little bit about something that was a hot button issue for the community last year, which is going to be confidence and regression. You guys have been real busy on that. Tell us a little bit about where that's at.
So confidence has been updated, so you're not going to nuke your team if you if you have a losing season, which, you know, in a 32-man league, sometimes people don't win all their games. So those teams, having their confidence won't be as impacted as much. So let's say a player has zero confidence. They're not going to have the giant overall drops that they had last year. They're going to be a little bit more in line, only like a -2, -3 range, even for the worst people, even for the worst confidence level. So that's something that we tune to make it a little bit more fun and doesn't bring people that are superstars out of that range.
Okay. Because, and then
we've done one more thing, and it's not just about the tune and not nerfing them as much or making them as bad. It's also about giving them more opportunities to recover. And so that's what we did with the dynamic goals, is some of the dynamic goals actually award you 1 to 2 confidence in addition to whatever XP it might give you. So that if you're really struggling, but at least you're completing your in-game goals, you're not going to plummet that confidence rating. So we kind of attacked it from both ends.
Okay, and so from what I've seen and playing some early builds here, it looks like you're getting to have goals for your player. Let's say, for example, maybe Randall Cobb from the Packers, he has a dynamic goal of catching 3 passes, and you're hitting that goal. So if you end up losing the game, that kind of will help. If you're completing those goals as they're popping up throughout the game, that helps to offset. That's kind of what we're understanding here.
Yeah, so if you got something like -1 confidence for losing the game, but you also got +1 for achieving that dynamic goal, the game's a wash at that point, yeah. And anything else you did would just be a boost.
Okay. And can we speak to, like, is there going to be, like, if confidence, does it reset in the off season, like going into the first week of the year? Or if you, like, say if somebody leaves, this was something that we had happen several times. You know, an owner would, somebody would have to leave. You know, you got a 32-man league, life happens, people have to work schedules, family obligations, somebody leaves. They had a losing team. If the new owner comes in, you know, in the NFL, that's usually a boost of confidence. You know, everybody feels good about, you know, the possibility. You know, hope springs eternal. Every time there's a major change, this is it. This is going to be the change for us. Will we see confidence reset in those instances?
So as of now, the confidence won't reset, but you will get, if your team does drop really low confidence, you will have some new game prep activities that will help you boost your team back up in a fairly cheap way. So you can pull your team out of the gutter from the confidence level. Well, now, it's not going to impact your team rating that much as it did previous years, but you'll be able to pull up your confidence level back up to a manageable spot. And we're still evaluating that as we have more play tests, making sure that our solution this year is going to solve that feedback.
Okay. And one of the things we've seen in that would be it's increased game prep time is also something that the community was asking for. It does look like we have a good bit more prep time. So if somebody does have one or two players that have low confidence, they can kind of focus more on them individually. It's like it's not an overall team thing. Now you can go through and go to individual players and focus a lot of resource on them and also still have some time left over for XP. Like say you've got a rookie tackle that you're wanting to develop, you know, that way you're not having to spend everything on confidence. It's like it seems that you've got enough game prep now that you can kind of, you know, address two issues at one time. You can go kind of like, okay, we lost that game, you know, shouldn't have lost it. You know, he took a little bit of confidence hit, but I can work on him in practice and then also still have a little left over from my, you know, developing some of the key players on my roster.
Yeah, that's very accurate how you kind of laid that out. Yeah, there's more time each week to be able to have bigger improvements in those areas and be able to focus on a little bit more stuff than previously.
Okay, and let's also talk about owner mode. I know there was some tuning there that was done because, you know, small market teams, as is the case in the real NFL, end up having a lot less capital sometimes for, you know, to be able to go out and make big moves. But when you're playing in a game environment, you know, sometimes that's you want to try and keep everything as fair as possible, you know, for all 32 owners. So if you're the owner of a small market team, you know, how has that been tuned?
Yeah, so small market teams now, you have more funds to start off at the beginning of each year, and we're still trying to evaluate and really nail down and make sure that what we have in there now is sufficient there. But we definitely heard the feedback, and we're going to and we have a pass in to address it, and we're looking to get more feedback to address it more.
Okay. And one of the big things for all of the commissioners for a long time has been you end up having somebody in the league, two owners that can't get together for a game. Maybe one was trying harder than the other one, though, and they don't. If it goes to a sim, who knows what happens in a sim. So it would penalize the owner that might have been available but then could not play. Or maybe, you know, a big thing, too, is, you know, well, I was beating him 28-3 with a minute left in the third. His router rebooted while we were playing. So lost connection. I don't want to play the whole game again. Tell us a little bit about this new commissioner feature where you would be able to award a win to a specific owner.
Yeah, so I'm real excited about the Sim a Win feature. So not only can you go in and you can set who you want to win or lose that game, so it gives that commissioner the control that they really have been wanting and needed for some time now. But we also make sure that you're going to have some stats from that game that's accurate. So we keep trying to sim until the proper team wins, and when they win, then we move on. That way, the teams come out with the right stats that they would expect to have, and it feels like it's part of the game. But now the commissioner can influence those decisions as needed when stuff comes up. But it also can be used for other ways, too. Like, if you want to really craft together your fantasy season and you want these specific teams in the playoffs, you can kind of, you know, as a commissioner, you can kind of play your hand there and work your magic to make sure that the certain teams get where they need to go. So it gives you some really cool control that way as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's anytime we can get more commissioner tools, I think that's, you know, the commissioners are the backbones of your CFM. They're the ones that are taking on that extra work to try and manage the CFM. So anything that can be done, you know, of course, to make it easier on them is always appreciated. So that I think that's something that the community is going to be really excited about.
You know, the other thing we did, which is kind of minor in comparison to Simulwin, is we just made it easier to see what's going on in your league. You know, John brought the members, which used to be buried like somewhere in scary land of options, brought it all the way to the main menu when you're in an online or league, even if you're alone. You get a members tab. And it's easy to invite players to your league from there. It's easy to see where they are, when they were last online, whether or not they've played their game, right there in the hub, which should make commissioners' lives much, much easier.
Yeah, and I think that's something that, you know, certainly if we haven't covered that yet, there have been a lot of UI improvements on CFM. As you're going through, the tiles are very clean. It's a very fluid experience. Things are very intuitive, so it's going to make your CFM experience as you're getting into it, you know, a lot easier for you to click through and find the information that you're looking for at a glance. So I know I've been really excited about what I've seen there to date. So, is there anything else that you guys would like to bring up about CFM that we haven't covered?
There's so many things. It's hard to remember what we've covered and what we've done. And there's just been a ton of improvements in terms of quality of life and usability and balance and tuning. Most of the mode was touched in some kind of core way, whether it was minor or major, kind of varies on how important it was for us. And the thing that we put the most importance on was the early experience of CFM, getting in, getting to play your first few games, and starting to understand what the mode actually is bringing to the table and how you can interact with it and what you have choices over. So that's not really a feature per se, but to try and help you understand like why we did the things we did.
Outstanding. Well, I think that hard work is certainly paying off on what we've seen thus far, and I'm really going to be excited for people to get to see, you know, things coming out later this summer. You know, as there'll be additional reveals coming about some other stuff that you have in the hopper. So, John, did you have any closing comments?
No, it's just been really fun working in this space this year and getting all the feedback. Like, we have so many fans, and it's just really exciting to be able to hear them and put a lot of their requests into the game. I mean, we make this game for all the fans that play it, so it's a really exciting place to be at.
All right. Well, thank you very much, John White, Colby Launchball, for being with us today, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you.